Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees related to power, road, rail, oil and gas, education and housing at Mohbatta in Bilaspur district of Chhattisgarh. Addressing a public meeting on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new era of permanent peace is being seen in the Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. He said that roads, electricity and mobile network, along with health and other facilities, are being provided in the remote tribal areas of the state.
Chhattisgarh ki sthiti tezi se badal rahi hai. Jab Sukma jile ke ek swasth kendra ko rashtriya gunavatta praman patra milta hai, to naya vishwas jagta hai. जब कई सालों बाद नंदनवाड़ा में फिर से स्वास्थ्य केंद्र शुरू होता है नया विश्वास जगता है ऐसे ही प्रयासों के कारण नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों में स्थायी शांति का नया दौर नजर आ रहा है.
The centre announced yesterday the extension of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, for another 6 months in Manipur, parts of Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland starting tomorrow. In Manipur, AFSPA will continue in all districts except for those under the jurisdiction of 13 police stations in 5 districts, Imphal West, Imphal East, Thaubal, Bishnupur and Kakching. The state has been grappling with ethnic violence since May 2023. The law has also been extended in 8 districts of Nagaland and parts of 5 others, while in Arunachal Pradesh, AFSPA applies to Tirap, Changlang and Longding districts and certain areas in Namsai district. The decision follows a review of the law and order situations in these regions, where the AFSPA has been in place to address security concerns. Manipur has been under President's rule since February 13th, following the ongoing ethnic violence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has advised students to take up a hobby and do constructive things during their summer vacation. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, Mr. Modi asked organizations, schools and social institutions organizing such summer activities to share their programs with the hashtag #MyHolidays. He said this while this will help children and their parents to get information easily. Prime Minister Modi informed young listeners about the special calendar of My Bharat, which has been prepared for this summer vacation. He shared some unique efforts being made through this calendar.
मेरे युवा साथियों, मैं आज आपसे माय भारत के उस खास कैलेंडर की भी चर्चा करना चाहूंगा जिसे इस समर वेकेशन के लिए तैयार किया गया है. इस कैलेंडर की एक कॉपी अभी मेरे सामने रखी हुई है. मैं इस कैलेंडर से कुछ अनूठे प्रयासों को साझा करना चाहता हूं, जैसे माय भारत के स्टडी टूर में आप ये जान सकते हैं कि हमारे जन औषधि केंद्र कैसे काम करते हैं.
The Prime Minister said countdown to the International Day of Yoga is also beginning with less than 100 days left. He urged people to include yoga in their lives.
मानवता को भारत की ओर से एक ऐसा अनमोल उपहार है जो भविष्य की पीढ़ी के बहुत काम आने वाला है. साल 2025 के योग दिवस की थीम रखी गई है योगा फॉर वन अर्थ वन हेल्थ, यानी हम योग के जरिए पूरे विश्व को स्वस्थ बनाने की कामना करते हैं.
Al-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, is being celebrated in the country today. The faithfuls will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, main Eid congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. President and Vice President have greeted the people on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. In her message, the President highlighted that Eid al-Fitr marks the conclusion of fasting and prayer during the holy month of Ramadan. She emphasized that this festival reinforces the spirit of brotherhood, cooperation and compassion. The President expressed hope that the festival would bring peace, progress and happiness to all and provide the strength to move forward with a positive attitude. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Eid serves as a reminder of the strength drawn from cultural diversity and the common bonds that unite individuals. He expressed hope that the spirit of Eid would inspire individuals to recommit to the values that guide the nation's path forward and unite people as one remarkable, resilient nation. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.